they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud.
Okay, OMF, you ready for a caller?
Is Banger still there?
I said he dropped out. You want to go to a caller?
Yeah, let's go to a caller.
810-835.
Yo, 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 what up? It's Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan. How you doing?
All right, this is the OMF. We lost our special guest, but yeah, let us know where you are and where you're calling from.
What up, OMF? This is Carlito. 810.
Oh, what's up, Carlito? What's up, man? Thank you for calling in, my brother.
For sure, man. For sure. I've been real busy, man. That's why I didn't get back to you, man. I had a lot of things going on right now. But, you know, we've been on lockdown. We just now got, like, to the 16th, and then we'll be lifted. But, yeah, we've been on lockdown. We had to be in the house at 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So tell us a little about you. Give us a little background on who you are. And everything, what's your music about and everything. Give us a little short bio on you. Let us know who you are.
I'm Carlito 810. Used to be called CeeLo D back in the day from the group Rough and Rugged. We had a deal with Arista. We sold over 30,000 just in the Bay Area. That album did pretty good. It got me to go on tour with the Wu-Tang, and I got to meet, do a show, got to meet Pac. I got to do shows with Puffy and Craig Mack and Too Short, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know, I reinvented myself as Carlito 810. I got an album out called Born Identity. And I just had a new group we did last year called Def OJ. That's out right now. That did over 100,000, I think 130,000 streams on Spotify. The single Coquito got 60,000 streams on Spotify, just on Spotify alone. So, there's a new album coming out, man, called Born Ultimatum. It was supposed to come out before the quarantine thing, but had to make some adjustments, so it should be coming out within the next month. We're doing the final touches on it right now. That will be in all platforms. Everything is out on all platforms. All platforms, anywhere you get music, look up Carlito 810 or Def OJ. YouTube, I got videos out. I just dropped a new video in October called Smoke Gets in Your Eye. That's the first video from the new album. And so, you know, just doing work, man. Just in Flint, Michigan, you know, trying to survive the water and the corona, still doing hip hop, you feel me?
Yeah. So what do you think about hip hop? Where do you see hip hop going in the next 5 years and everything? And what message will you be sending?
Well, personally, you know, my opinions are not very popular with most people. But, I mean, unless we get back to the essence of the culture, hip hop is doomed. Seriously. Like, I mean, the new music now is repetitive. It's nothing positive. We have no, I mean, when I came up in hip hop, you had positive songs. You had songs talking about, you had street songs, but a lot of them songs gave a message at the end. Like, you know, for instance, KRS-One had a song called Love Gonna Get You, right? And he showed the story of a person in the hood and how, you know, how the hood took him from him. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, hey, he lived his life, but he died in the end, a terrible death, you know. So, I mean, we don't get none of that. I mean, that's what I be trying to put out into the air. I'm a firm believer of the culture of hip-hop. Bars, metaphors, I don't cuss that much. You know, I don't promote, you know, I used to hustle back in the day, but I never promoted that because, you know, I did that out of necessity. So I wouldn't tell anybody in the world, hey, man, you need to get in the dope game or something. I don't do that because that's not a place for us to be. We need to be more moguls and owners of corporations. You can't own your money in the street. Your street money is just street money, and it only circulates in the street unless you take it to another level, which most don't. So, you know, hip-hop now is, you know, promoting drinking lean and taking pills and I mean, look at the young people. I mean, I never seen so many young rappers get killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy out here. And, you know, I've been to Cali a million times. I know how, you know, I've been to Chicago. You know, I know how the gang culture is. It's a serious culture. And if you play with that culture, it will bite you. And if you're not really about that life, you shouldn't promote that life. And a lot of these people now, you know, they just gang and all that, and then they get into a situation where it's a real gang, and then, you know, it's bang. You feel me? So, you know, we just got to, hip-hop is a culture to uplift. You know, of course we're street reporters. So, of course, we got to tell you what's going on, what the news don't cover. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, but you also, on the same token, you got to talk about the goodness of the neighborhood. You got to talk about the goodness of life, the goodness of people. You know, you got to talk, if you don't speak about something bad, I mean, the biggest gang is the government. You know, talk about that. Talk about how the government got us where they got us or whatever. You know, we don't get that anymore. So, you know, but with me, you definitely going to get it. Straight hip-hop all day long, street reporters. Khalid Way, what do you know what I'm saying?
That's my boy, man. My boy, my freestyle artist, my boy that does freestyle, man, that bring back hip-hop. That's what I love about you, man. I love about your music, love everything about you, man. And you all would always support you, man, because you, like you said, you keep the essence of hip-hop, and, you know, we speak the truth when we play. When you speak the truth, it's not me telling you what to say. It, you know, you ain't the only one, brother. You know, I'm a big supporter of what you talk about, because that's basically what my TV show was about, Talking Loud. They Ain't Saying Nothing TV I had before they canceled because of the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? Coronavirus has hit me over here in San Francisco, too. But Eddie Powell and Black Eye Radio gave me an opportunity to have my own podcast. So I'm blessed, man. So I'm just blessed, man.
Definitely
I can't
blessed.
Complain.
And we I got appreciate you for. I definitely appreciate you for putting on the show. You know, you played my video. You had an interview with me. You know, you've always been a supporter of the culture, and for that, you know, I am so ingratiated and so thankful. You know what I'm saying? Because we need that. We still need to thrive.
I want to keep New York. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. You know what I'm saying? The mecca of hip hop. And I want to keep our art form alive. That's what I'm about. Because it's not about the money. It's the love of the art. And that's what it was about before the money and the hoes and the cars and the jewels. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So I just like to let everybody know and stop reading what people say and everything and all these documentaries that's not telling the truth. That's my thing. And nobody needs speaking up. So I got to speak up for my city and where I come from, you know, since nobody else want to, you know what I'm saying? Because we know where hip-hop started, you know what I'm saying? They know where they got the flow, where they got the dance, you know, from. So they ain't doing nothing new. So when you talking about you ain't no golden nut, you ain't running nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's
you know,
what I'm
and, the whole,
about.
And the whole thing is like, you know, all the songs they talk about, it's talking about killing people that look just like them. You know what I'm saying? I love all people. I'm American. I love all Americans. But you never hear them rap about going up to Beverly Hills or going to the suburbs and sticking up white people. They always talk about sticking up their homie next door. Shouldn't be sticking up nobody, for one thing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But they would rather talk about sticking up the dude that they live next door than talking about sticking up somebody out in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, ain't no money in the hood. That's where the real money at. You truly trying to get some money. I'm just saying. No, nobody should be sticking up nobody, but they always want to stick up their homie or I'll kill my brother and all that. That ain't cool. We you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a right to live. Everybody got a right to live. You know what I'm saying? And if you take that right away from somebody, man, what kind of person do you think you are? You know what I mean?
I got to get back at you and see when you got some free time to do an interview, to co-host the show with me again so we could do this a little bit further. But I thank you for supporting the show, man.
For sure.
But I love you, man. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And we're going to stay in contact on Facebook.
All day long. You already know.
All right, my brother. Thanks.
All right. One love.
Yeah. Can we take another caller?
412-863.
Yo,
what's up? You on the air with OMF. Tell us where you are and where you calling from.
I'm Ruzy Roo right now. I'm in Atlanta. I'm calling from Atlanta. I'm a Pittsburgh rapper, though. I mean, I'm in Atlanta working on music with my partners from Benefit right now.
Okay, so tell us a little background about you and how you got into hip hop and who your influence in hip hop is.
I mean, I got back in hip hop really started putting it all together 2015, probably like 4 or 5 years ago. You know, I was playing around with it, and it was something I seen I could make a couple of dollars off. So I started tending that work. Start getting my publishing right, getting my shit copyrighted, shit like that. Now I got a little label. Benefit. You know what I'm saying? We be moving. We all on the streams. We all, since this quarantine happened, we've been dropping videos like every 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? Trying to stay afloat.
Yeah. We trying to stay out of the mix in California too. So yeah, man. So tell us what you're doing with your music and what messages you're sending with your music and everything.
Well, right now, I just put out a mixtape. We just put out a mixtape called Benefit and shit. And right now we're working on a part two of that right now. We just signed some dude named SBZ. He's from Pittsburgh. He's from the Hill area. We just put him on. So, it's really good. We really can't do too much right now because the quarantine. So, we're really just promoting the stuff we got out there. But we still shooting videos while the shit going on. So, like I said, we be putting videos on every 2 weeks. Trying to stay out, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm in Atlanta now, but where I stay, like, I'm staying in Pittsburgh. That's a smaller city. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't really like, you know, Wiz Khalifa. That's where Wiz Khalifa from.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us where we can find you before you go off the air, and what's your links and everything.
I want y'all to look me up on IG, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Just Ruzy. Just type in RUZEE, and I should come right up, Ruzy. Or you can type in Benefact, BADITFIDE, Benefact.
All right, thank you, my brother, for supporting the show. And then send our music to Eddie Lee Powell @gmail.com, and we'll play your music on the show. And you hit me up on Facebook on All Meth Posse, and we can set up an interview to have you come on and do an interview on the show later on.
Facebook handle?
OMF, O as in October, M as in Mike, F as in Frank, and Posse, OMF Posse.
Oh,
On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right, thanks.
All right, you too. Take care, my brother. Thanks for calling. Can we take another caller, Ed?
Oh, your guest is in the queue.
Oh, put a mic on then. Yeah. Yo, Banger. What's up? Sorry about that. We had to cut off. We had to go over there for a minute and come back on. So, So tell us a little bit of what's going on with you.
This is Tony that's live now.
Oh, what's up, Tony?
What's up, the money bag? What's up with y'all?
So tell us a little about you and give us a little background on you and everything. So introduce yourself for a minute.
Well, if y'all know who I am, also go out the money bag. I'm out of rural Colorado. You know what I'm saying? Married family man, you know, been doing this music since the 90s. You know, so everything that the brother was talking about, how, you know, people going up in there and, you know, in Beverly Hills and all that, I'm with that, you know. So, you know, I'm kind of on that tip. You know, I really ain't on the young music. You know, I got different music than everybody else. You know, y'all might want to tap in with me. You know what I'm saying? I got this about to be my 7th album. So man, I'm just pushing, man, pushing my own line.
Yeah, that's what's going on. So, well, tell us about what influenced you in hip hop and how you got into hip hop. Really, give us a little background on it.
How did I get into hip hop?
Who are your influences? Who are your influences in hip hop?
I really don't got no influences. I try to influence myself because all the stuff they doing now really ain't. You can't get influenced by that. You know what I'm saying? If you really know what's going on, you really can't get influenced by that. But what got me rapping in the music was, I was in the basement one time, and you know, I just got started rapping. You know what I'm saying? And my family is music oriented anyway, so. You know, my dad was a DJ back in the day at the Box. If they don't know what the Box is in Colorado, it used to be a club called the Box. My dad used to DJ there. My grandma's a singer. You know, my uncle, he raps too. You know, my family's music oriented. So, you know, I had a lot of influences from there too. Not just, you know, I really didn't look at the industry first. This is just something I always wanted to do.
Yeah. So you practically gave us a background on what you do. We got any music by Tonio on NL Ed?
Yeah, the boards, the music isn't working right now.
Both of them not working?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, we should continue, but I'm sorry about that. You're going to have to resend the music again because something's up with your music, so we can't pull up your music right now. But
I'm everywhere. I'm on Spotify. Y'all can tap in with me. Spotify, anywhere. Hustle Got the Money Bag. You could Google me.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram.
Yeah. And I want you to call me to set up an interview for we could call back later in July. And set up an interview with you and do co-host the show and everything. We have your music. You can resend your music and everything, so we could talk about it some more. You know what I'm saying? But I'd like to thank you for calling in the show, man. And
appreciate
tell us
it.
You can find me on Facebook and everything and everything.
Y'all can find me on Facebook, Tonio Guap. Twitter, Hustle Go Out the Money Bag. YouTube, Hustle Go Out the Money Bag. On Instagram, Guap_GR. New album
right,
coming out
brother.
Soon, June the 5th. Y'all go cop it, man. It's coming. It's dropping everywhere on all platforms.
Well, I thank you for supporting the show, man. And I'll hit you up later on Facebook and on Instagram. And we're going to talk some more.
All right, man. You're welcome. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, my brother. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. We got another call, Ed?
Yep. 313-550. You're live. All right, we're going to try another one. 817-822, you're live. If y'all got your phones on mute, please take them off mute. All right, they're not responding. 470-436.
That's banging. All right, I think that's banging. I think that's Simon trying to call in.
Okay. Yeah, they're not responding. 267-551. All right, let's go. Let's try to play a track. See what's going on here.
Okay. Play Peace and the Good and the Bad. I just sent it to you yesterday.
Okay.
Yo, what's up, NYC, SX entrepreneur, distributor, and promoter, Sean G. Felder. How y'all doing today?
How you doing, Sean? What's going on, man?
Pretty good. Yeah, yeah. You know, we still doing that coronavirus situation. I just left Central Park, getting a little breeze with my man. So I went shout out to my partner, Johnny B, who was with me at Central Park, watching all the people walk by. It's raining a little bit and want to see, but we still dealing with that virus thing. So we just still trying to fight it, brother. But I just want to make a few announcements concerning to SX Energy Drinks. One, I want to shout out to my model of the month, the lovely Asian BBW model, Adrienne J. She had the virus, but she's feeling a lot better now, so we want to give a big shout out to her for fighting it strong. She'll be modeling soon for me one more time with SX Energy Drinks, so let's give a big shout out to the Asian model, Adrienne J. You can catch her on social media. Also, I'm going to be having my SX ad on Oh My God magazine. That's in the works, so stay tuned for seeing that ad in the magazine. Also, I'll be on the front cover of a couple magazines, and also I might be doing a promo video with my PR, DJ K. Nikki. You can catch her on social media. DJ K. Nikki's a model, she's an author, and she's a DJ, so she's been helping out with the movement, so big shout-out to her, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. What's going on with you otherwise?
Pretty good, man. You know, I'm working. You know, I'm doing my little security thing the weekend, staying healthy and all that stuff, everything. And I tell you what, for us as people of color, man, we got to be very, very, very alert, man. I just saw some disturbing news. My man, about a security guard, got killed in Flint, Michigan over a mask incident, man. Kudos to that guard and the family, man. You should have to lose his life like that. You know, folks, they tell you put your mask on in the store, put it on, man. Don't cause no conflict and confrontation. You know what I'm saying, brother? But, you know, you see it on social media. He got killed over it, unfortunately, by some ignorant dudes. But, you know, everybody's on the edge right now, man. So, you know, if they say put your mask on, put your mask on, man. Don't be causing no confrontation. You know what I mean? Never that, man. You look at that, man. Survival.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of people ain't taking this thing serious, man. And people, like you said, a lot of people is dying. We lost a lot of people in the hip-hop world. Too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big Bang Hank from my boy from Sugar Hill Gang. And Fred Dolphin and Scarface got it. And Scarface got
Fred the Godson. He passed away weeks ago from New York. Shout out to Fred the Godson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what else? I'm saying again, people of color, man. And what's so sad about it, it was our own kind that killed that security guard. He was a family man.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I was the family or family that get the family dollar, make him pay for that funeral. He put his lifeline for that corporate people. And I wouldn't be surprised if I filed a lawsuit against Family Dollar because that man wasn't making much money, man. He just put it out there. Personally, it should be customer service that should be told, not that security guard. And unfortunately, he lost his life for that ignorance. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. We killing each other. That's not how the dream was about, man. We don't forgot about where we came from, man. That's what our problem is. We learn to hate each other instead of loving each other. That's not how we came over here. We came over here as one. We came in shackles and chains, sold like cargo, shipped like cargo, and sold like livestock. You know, this is sad to see how it is, man.
We just destroying ourselves, man. And I was just want to say another thing, man. You know, you remember the Million Man March a few years ago we had with Minister Farrakhan. We may need another one, man, because a lot of these young cats, man, don't know the value of life. You know what I mean? And, you know, the minister may have to throw a number because I don't think we learned much from that first one. You know, we still, like you said, killing each other over some dumb crap, man. We might need another Million Man March part to let these young cats know this is what black men supposed to be in America. Not just killing each other, but uplifting each other. You know what I mean? So I'm going to write to Minister Farrakhan again. Shout out to Minister Farrakhan, man. He's trying to do a lot for the black people. We might need a Million Man March, too. You know what I'm saying? For this new generation.
All right. Thank you, my brother, for calling in and a big supporter, man. And let's get together and do an interview with you on the show.
We sure do. And also, anybody that want to buy SX Energy Drinks, call 1-800-235-6500. Again, 1-800-235-6500. 12 come in the case, and please use your debit and credit card. Updated debit and credit card. Thank you for having me on the show, man. Be easy.
Thank you, my brother, for supporting the show, man.
All right, man. Be safe, bro. Later.
See, all right, you too. Can we next caller?
919-417.
Hey, this is Tupac Tina, people. How y'all doing?
Yo, what's
Tupac
up? What's going on? Just tell us who you are.
Black Out Radio Show. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah. And who you are? What's your name?
Tupac Tina from Blackout Radio Show, Tupac Tina's Radio Show. I'll be airing on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m. And you can look me up on YouTube and stuff. I'm going to give you my name.
All right. Well, welcome. Welcome to the airwaves. So tell us a little
about you
and tell us what your show is about and everything.
I'm an independent artist. I've been doing music since 2001. I also write poems. I'm trying to publish a poem book called The Struggles of Pain Lives to Gain. And I record myself sometimes. I go to the studio from time to time, but I love to write and just do freestyle music and write music, poems, little stories and stuff. And I support my local artists, and I just love the music.
That's what's up. That's what we do. That's how we do it on Blackout Radio. We support our independent artists that are just coming up in the game, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get their music out there. That's what's up. We support each other. You know what I'm saying? We love hip hop. We support each other. It don't cost you nothing to support another person.
Yeah.
That's
I do hip hop, country, all kinds of music.
You're versatile. That's what's up.
Yeah,
Bring something new to the table. That's what it is, the evolution of hip-hop. That's what's up. Keeping hip-hop alive. That's what's up. Do something different.
You can look me up at T-U-P-A-X-T-I-N-A Jackson on YouTube.
Okay. And when you get a chance.
Go ahead.
When you get a chance, send your music to Eddie Lee Powell at gmail.com. We play your music on the show.
Okay, I definitely will.
All right, thank you for supporting the show.
All right, thank y'all.
Bye. See ya. Bye. All right. Can we take another caller?
423-227.
Yo, what's up? Tell us where you're calling from and who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing? This Darkside. Calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All right. So tell us a little about yourself. So give us a little background on who you are and where you're calling from.
Okay. Well, calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm an artist. I do music. I'm independent. I would do a little bit of both. I like, you know, hip hop, and then I just wrote this new rock and roll song. So that's different for me. So,
yeah.
I'm just getting out there. Y'all stay tuned. I'm always be coming in on these podcasts. I really love it. It's my third time, so I'm enjoying the information and listening to y'all. Y'all really be bringing me up to speed on a lot of stuff that I really didn't know about. And like I said, especially being new, you know, being an artist. Really just getting my feet wet in this whole independent artist thing, like, so, but yeah, just stay tuned. I'm going to have an EP coming out soon, but I'm going to keep y'all updated on everything.
Yeah, you sure do that. You send your music to Eddie Lee Powell at gmail.com. We play your music on the show, and you hit me up on Facebook, at OMF Posse on Facebook, and Twitter and Instagram. We set up an interview with you, and you do an interview with us and tell us a little bit more, and we'll talk to you a little bit more. What's going on music?
Okay.
You know, so,
okay.
But thank you for
support. What did you say your Facebook name was?
OMF Posse. O is in October, M is in Mike, F is in Frank, Posse. P-O-S-S-E. Yeah, you can hit me up on there. And you could say,
can I kick a verse too before you kick me off the air?
Huh?
Yes, I was just saying, can I kick a verse too before you kick me off the air?
Go ahead. Knock it out.
Right.
Do your thing.
Cool. But you was saying something before I had interrupted. It's the call delay. But you can go ahead and finish that sentence, what you was going to say.
I was just telling you to send your music to eddieleepowell@gmail.com so we can play your music on the show.
Okay, yes, sir. I will do that.
Yes, a bit. All right.
Okay. It's a verse one of my songs I'm working on. It's about my mother. My mother died when I was a child. So it's basically like a letter to my mother. So, all right, here it go. Now it makes me feel so much better to take the time and sit down and write you a little letter forever. I cherish all the memories and every moment that you spend with me was like a heavy sin. And now we're time caught us in the sink. So close to God, playing your hot spot. Off into the neighborhood dark, I can see you as an angel with golden wings. A ray of sunshine that the morning brings. You are a morning court with no more worries. You're stress-free. Wish that I could see a place with no misery. I wonder why the Lord didn't take me first. I had no hope. I walked that tightrope at which you kept me safe from birth. You saw my friends walk beside me. You knew the good as well as the evil inside me. No changes in between was tag team. A mom and dad's dream, they coffee and the cream, and at the moment we were separated. I couldn't take it, I was too stubborn, aggravated. The only time I think the whole hood concentrated in harmony, I'm a witness that the Lord moves mysteriously. I need to count my blessings the way you count the joys. So I can join you again beyond the heavenly doors. I'd like to thank you. Love for eternity from your little baby daughter. I'm going to stop right there. That's me. Just a little bit of flavor.
Thank you.
Not too much.
So thank you for that lyric. It sounds good. But so thank you for calling in and supporting the show. And you make sure you call or hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and send your music to our show.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Can we take one more?
Sure, 423-645.
What's up,
yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? Tell
ALG.
Us where you're calling from and who you are.
I'm calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee, man. This ALG, Mr. Grinch, man.
All right, what's up, Mr. Grinch? Tell us a little bit what's going on with you.
Oh, man, you know, just out here trying to get it, man. Got a couple of albums I just put out, you know. On iTunes, on Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube. I got like 5 albums on there. You know what I'm saying? Or they can go check out my I got a movie on YouTube called Consequences to the Game, filmed by Lil Mo. Check out Lil Mo Films, you know what I'm saying? NSA, you know, Smoke to This Records. Y'all can check me out. And they can look me up on Facebook, Lakeem Yaheem, or they can just type in Grinch. Or they can look me up on Facebook, Lakeem Yaheem.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, man. But you hit me up on Facebook on the OMF Posse on Facebook, OMF Posse on Twitter, and OMF Posse on Instagram. And we could set up an interview to have you interview us later this year, and so we could talk a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? And send me your music to eddieleepowell@gmail.com. We play music on the show.
Okay, cool. I can do that.
Yeah. So thank you for calling, man, and you have a good one, man. Thanks for supporting the show.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Yeah, this is OMF, and I'd like to thank y'all for supporting the show, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
One more in. 209-451.
Okay.
This is the last one, 209-451.
All right.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Me Rich. I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Stockton, California.
Go ahead. What's up? What's up, Stockton?
Stockton?
Yeah, what's going on in Stockton?
Oh, well, we're in quarantine and be bored. Trying to play Fortnite, but I can't today.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit of background on you and a little bit before you go off the air. We ain't got too much time, but just give us a little short background on you and where we can find you and everything. What's
all
the
right.
Music and everything.
Well, y'all could check me on Instagram at Mirich, MEIRRICH. And on Twitter, MEIRRICH_1. And y'all can check me out I'm on all digital platforms. And I got a new song. It just came out on YouTube, and it's on SoundCloud. It's called Black Boy Joy. Y'all go check that out. to get the views up. You already know it's going to be lit. And I got a video shoot on May 23rd.
Well, that's good. But thank you for supporting the show. We need some Bay Area artists. I'm from San Francisco. So San Francisco, I mean, the Bay Area is kind of dead. So I'm glad we got some new artists coming out. And you sound like very motivated and everything. And we love to hear your music. So send your music to our show at eddielepowell@gmail.com. And we'll play your music on the show. And hit me up on OMF Posse on Facebook. And we set up an interview with you later on this year so we could talk to you a little bit some more.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for supporting the show.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So, thank everybody for calling in. This is OMF. Thank you for calling in the show. And I'll talk to you next week. I mean, next Wednesday.
They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music. Call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop. Cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF Posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what